This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
The world's largest Monopoly fan and Guinness World Record holder for the most Monopoly boards owned is coming to Australia. In fact, he's all the way over from the UK to receive his 2,000th edition at the top of the Harbour Bridge. This edition, Lise, is the Sydney Bridge Climb Monopoly edition.
Oh!
Neil Scallon joins us on the line now. So good to have you in the country, mate.
Hi, Lisa and Neil, Peter, and thank you for being so welcoming.
Oh, you've just touched down. Go directly to customs. Do not pass the baggage carousel.
I have the Monopoly on Monopoly.
Oh, you do?
$200,000 plus you've spent on Monopoly over how many years?
Over 11 years. I'm still waiting for the person who sells houses to knock on my door and say, do you own a house? I say, yeah, just they're all green and red. When I got to the 199 edition, it was like, we need to find something really special. Do you think the Sydney Harbour Bridge climb can be beaten? It's so famous. I don't think it can.
Well, surely if anyone's going to know whether it can or not, it would be you, considering your collection. What would you say is the rarest edition of Monopoly that you have in your collection?
It is the millionth edition made by Winning Moves. When they sold their millionth Monopoly set, they made 100, which they divided between all the world's Winning Moves offices. And I got it signed by everyone who was at the world record attempt. So it's really special for me.
Right. So when you say it's the Harbour Bridge edition, does this mean you get little opera houses instead of houses? Or what? What makes it a certain edition? I've only got the very original.
Well, they can actually decide what is actually on their set. And would you believe it? I still haven't seen it because none of my collector friends has this set, so they're all going to be so jealous. And I did go to Perth 4 years ago, and we bought Monopoly in Perth, and it was fantastic. Perth is lovely.
It is lovely.
I'm a mad collector as well. I collect retro video games and a whole heap of video gaming memorabilia. I think I'm close to $40,000, $45,000 spent over the last sort of 20 years.
Love it.
I do have a few Monopoly editions. I just want to see if you've got these ones as well.
Fire away. Go for it, Pete.
Okay, so I've got the Star Wars The Force Awakens Monopoly.
Got it.
I have got the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Monopoly.
I have it in many languages. In square, is that square green? Is that square
That's
green?
The square green one.
He's going green in front of me.
See, I have it in German. I have it in different languages.
Wow.
As well, you see.
I have the Perth Monopoly, which you just mentioned that you've got.
Yeah. I have.
I've got the Super Mario Nintendo Monopoly.
Got it.
And I've also got the original Transformers Monopoly. Like, I'm talking the Generation 1 cartoon Monopoly.
Still got it. But you know that you have a really rare one in Perth, Burn Cut Mining. It's so hard to get hold of, and you're talking of hundreds of dollars. And it's a mining company near Perth, and I struggled to get it, and I've managed to get it. And
you got it?
Sure have. I've got sets which are worth $500 Australian each.
Neil, here's what I've been wanting to ask you. What are you? Are you the little car? Are you the little dog?
My favourite piece is the dog.
Me too! See, I was the third child though, Neil. So my brother would get the car, my sister would get the dog, and I'd end up with a thimble or something like that.
Yeah, well, the problem with the thimble, I suppose it'd never fall over, but the old boot got the boot.
Yes, we can do without the boot.
Well, mate, this is unreal. It's so good to have you in the country, and it's just been so amazing to talk to you as well. Neil Scallon, you are the world's largest Monopoly fan, the Guinness World Record holder for the most Monopoly boards owned as well, and you're in the country for a little while longer.
I'm a big Australia fan as well.
Oh, great. Well, enjoy buying up Bondi and Manly and all that when you get your Harbour Bridge edition.
No problem, and thank you very much for the call. Pete, Lisa, love you lots. May chat again sometime.
Thanks, Neil.
Top that, we want to hear from you about your most expensive hobbies. We just finished talking to Neil Scallon.
Here's an exclusive for you. When I first started, I never knew what I actually had. So I was buying. If I saw one, have I got it? I've actually got, in error, 1,000 duplicates. There you go. Which I've loaned 750 out to a Monopoly museum in Belgium.
He's talking about his Monopoly game collection. This guy's spent over $200,000 on Monopoly. Unreal. We got Kirsty in Midland. Tell us about your really expensive hobby.
Hey, Lisa and Pete. My expensive hobby is Star Wars Lego.
Oh.
All right, talk us through it. What have you got?
Okay, so I have about 30-odd pieces. They range from $100 to $300 up to $700, depending on what the piece is and that. And to increase the value, you have to keep the box.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes.
So I have boxes. And then I have pieces of Lego stored at my grandma's house so that my partner doesn't know, because he gets a bit upset when I go and buy boxes and bits. So I actually have bits stored that he doesn't know about.
So Lego's otherwise, like your shoes.
Hey, have you seen the new Millennium Falcon that's about to come out? It's got 7,500 pieces and it's worth $1,300.
Yes, I have. I have the original one.
Oh, wow.
And that, so,
Kirsty, Pete will call you back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, no, we'll chat during the ads and the songs and stuff, okay, Kirsty? We're all right. We got Brendan. In East Cannington. What's your expensive hobby, mate?
G'day, Lisa and Pete. So my most expensive hobby is actually computers, building them and playing games on them.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Today's like my dream.
It is, isn't it?
It really is.
With all this talk and a Gran Turismo Sport giveaway still to come.
I know we've got
wow.
a PlayStation 4 to give away later on this afternoon. So, Brendan, what are you talking about? Like, how expensive do these computers get that you build and stuff?
Well, in the last 12 months, I've probably spent $15,000 on one computer.
$15,000 on one computer.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that pretty much everything that goes into it. I've got two parts in there that are both worth $1,200 each. So.
Yeah, yeah, wow. That is unreal.
Having said that, that's about half of my first computer cost about half that much.
back
they
in
were
the
very
day.
Expensive back in the day.
Catching up with this man, as we do every fortnight, he is our man about food, about town, and the editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian, Mr. Rob Broadfield, and pulled over in a town down south of Perth, are you?
Yes, Williams, the beef cattle capital, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you get yourself some steak?
Yes, indeed.
Did you drive past cows and go, moo?
Yeah. Every time I drive past them, I give them nicknames, you know. Hello, T-Bone. Hello,
yeah, yeah. What's your favourite cut, man?
My favourite cut would be the ribeye on the bone.
Oh.
Yeah.
It comes out, it's hanging over the plate.
There's a little, tiny little muscle at the bottom of it called the latissimus dorsi, and it is the tenderest piece of meat on a cow, more tender than fillet.
Yeah, the lat. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a nice cut. I've got to admit, I reckon the best steak I've ever had was when I went on a Euro trip. It was called a Florentine steak, and you have it in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, and if it's on the menu, all you do is say, I'll have that, and then they give it to you as they cook it. You're not allowed to tell them how you like it cooked, anything.
All right.
Yeah. And it was one of the nicest steaks I've ever had, I reckon.
And it's just a massive T-bone, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it is, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
I love a T-bone.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right, so what have you been doing down in Albany?
Yeah.
Albany's fascinating, you know, because, you know, the worst thing about Albany was, well, there was no personality to the place for years, but it's sort of picked up a lot. I did a little food tour down there in the last 24 hours, did a couple of restaurants, looked at a couple of bars. Jeez, it's good. I've got to tell you.
I love Albany,
I've never found a good coffee in Albany. I did this time.
Oh.
So shout out to, I think it's called Cathy's Place. It's as good as anything you'll find in Perth, which is fantastic.
Brilliant. So,
reasonably priced?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. What, you know,
for a coffee in West Australia?
Yeah, that's right. The other thing, I went to a place called Liberté, which is just, seriously, I know people say this all the time, but you could be in Melbourne. It just staggered you. You walk into this place in Albany, of all places, and it's like, oh, my God, how cool is this?
Wow.
I mean, really cool. Sort of junkyard cool. You know, there's a lot of old granny stuffed sofas in there and all this sort of stuff and lots of bric-a-brac hanging around, but it's kind of cool. And great cocktails.
Ooh,
excellent.
Hey, very nice indeed.
Yeah. And another one called Due South, which is a kind of a massive pub tavern thing right on the water at the port. You know, it's pretty basic, fish and chips and some good steaks. And
but a good fish and chips is good.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And that was a real revelation too. So there's some really good stuff happening there. And the other one, sorry to give you another one, but the Anzac Centre, you know, the National Anzac Centre, there behind Albany, they've got a little restaurant attached to it. It is absolutely fantastic. Really cool decor too.
Oh.
Again, you sort of don't expect it in Albany, but maybe that's selling it short, but it was just fantastic.
All right, well, a list of WA's best wines was released yesterday, and a lot of them came from down that way, so there's plenty of good stuff to wash it down with as well.
Yeah, totally. No, they're doing some great stuff, Rieslings and Chippewas and all sorts of stuff down there.
A Riesling was number one.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We've
97
gone full
points.
Circle back to a Riesling.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm.
A lot of people still don't drink it because they don't really know it. But absolutely right. Riesling is so hot right now.
That's all we had back in the day. You had a Riesling or a Moselle.
So the old Moselle. Do you remember the Prince in a white bottle?
Yes.
You're as old as I am.
I did. I used to like a Horton's White Burgundy when I was on the little Horton's River Cruise.
Oh, the memories.
I know.
I wish I had them.
Rob, we'll let you get back to your journey back home. Thank you for updating us on what's happening in Albany.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.